guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, when you guys email in and ask me advice, I usually do it on my episodes of Joker's Wild. I'm going to change the format just a little bit because I think a lot of you like to see me when I'm talking to you. At least that's what I've been told. So I'm going to change the format just a little bit so you guys can kind of watch along and see my expressions and all that good stuff when I'm talking. So it'll go from kind of a podcast type thing to a video cast type thing. So JP today emails in to me and he says he's got a short-term thing, a friends with benefits, and he's wondering if it's something that should and could turn serious. So I thought I would talk about the points in dating where maybe that's an option for you, but I'm going to tell you what you're going to learn and what you're going to gain and what you're going to lose. And all of that's very important because, as I've said many times, long-term relationships don't work. Cohabitating doesn't work. Getting married doesn't work. Having kids today is a real struggle and in many cases doesn't work. So that means keeping things relatively casual and relatively short. And we're going to talk about why that is and how it benefits you. We're getting into a long-term relationship will only benefit her. So JP says, just more of a hypothetical question here, though it would really help in the situation I'm in. If you were to run into a woman who is a complete anti-girl power movement that wanted relationships to go back to what they used to be, who didn't stifle your purpose but wanted to help fulfill it, how would you go about a relationship? I've been watching your channel for the longest time, and your ideals on keeping everything casual has really been working wonders for me. We'll come back to that in a moment. I asked this question because she's one of the only women I've ever met who has completely trashed the current system. She just wants to be a woman in a relationship without anything complicated. First time we went out, she even bought dinner for the two of us. Okay, first, I think that's great. I genuinely think it's great that that things have been casual for you and that you haven't gotten too serious. And as you say, the casual thing has worked well for you. Why? Because when things are casual, okay, any bad actions or any bad missteps by either party means the relationship is over. If she disrespects you or you disrespect her, either one of you can walk very easily. There's not, you know, you're not living together, you're not having any problems. If you find out something bad about her or her of you, you can walk away without any issues. So keeping it casual works very well for men. Men tend to not do well when they get very heavily emotionally involved. In other words, if a man says, man, I really love her. I really love you, darling. I will do anything for you. The world is yours. You'd think that would get her to love you even more and to be even more excited about your future together. What it says, though, is, this guy may not have a lot of other options. Maybe I'm the best thing he has ever dated. As such, maybe I should keep looking because I don't want to be the best thing a guy's ever had. I don't want him to feel lucky that he has me. I want to feel lucky that I have him. And the best way I can explain this is if you've ever, guys or girls, if you've ever been in a relationship where the other person texts you with just nonsense or just, hey, I'm just reaching out to message you because I want to hear from you and I was thinking of you and in the meantime you're not feeling it quite as much, you can definitely tell that they're feeling it more than you are. It sets a bad tone. It actually will make you more unattracted to the other person. As such, if you as a man, and I still believe this firmly in my heart, if a man ever loves a woman more than she loves him, he will lose. She will look for somebody that's better. It's why all the women, if you haven't watched my video on why do good girls chase bad boys, it's because the bad boys only really care about themselves and they're selfish and they're doing what's best in their what's in their best interest. And the woman's kind of felt like he doesn't pay any attention to me. He doesn't lavish praise. Like he's a challenge for me. And as such, it's very emotional. There's highs and lows. Those are actually all keys in keeping her interested. It would be better that a woman is thinking about you because she loves you. It's better that a woman thinks about you that she doesn't like you and she's angry at you. Those two options are still better than the third, which is, I don't even think about him anymore. Like he's just not a non-entity. And because of that, it's too many times when you get into a serious long-term relationship It lets her relax her guard. She realizes, I've got him. He's not out looking at other women. He's available, and that comforts me. Yes, you'd think it's in natural to want to comfort and make a woman feel comfortable with you. The problem is when you do that, she also gets accustomed to you, and the butterflies and the excitement and the newness and the challenge of it all goes away. I've said it many times, take a ball of string to a cat and wave it up in the air, 5 feet out of the cat's reach. The cat may watch like this and shake its head around, but it doesn't move. It's just kind of watching. Now take the same ball of string and throw it on the cat. And it lands on the cat, and the cat may play with it for 30 seconds, and it's done. But if you take that string and just keep it out of reach of that cat, or you pull it around a corner, and it disappears, and the cat, oh, where'd it go? Then the cat runs up to the corner and looks around for the string, and it just sees it around the next corner, and it chases it after again. That's the relationship with women. And you know, they may argue, and they may tell you differently, but every relationship where I've had a woman say, I love you unconditionally, undying love, I can't wait to be you, I can't wait to see you, so on and so forth, has always been a woman where I just wasn't that into the relationship, and so I kept her at arm's length. Every woman I've ever said, you know what, I love you, and I'd do anything for you, I want you to be happy, I'm in it through thick and thin, I've always got your back, inevitably, they have always either left me, cheated on me, broken up with me, something always happened. I've got, since the lockdown and everything, these guys are running around with little 50cc scooters around the neighborhood, but it's too warm for me to close everything up. So if you hear a buzzing of a motorcycle go by, it's like, I'm in Florida, if that tells you anything. So it's like, you'll see 45-year-old drunk guys on motorbikes that are like 50cc's for kids. Welcome to Florida. So anyway, the whole point is, though, that if she can get too comfortable, she gets disinterested. That's why they love the bad boys. Why does a prison guard be inappropriate with somebody that's like in a cell? I mean, they're out there. Why does, you know, there's so many circumstances of women doing things they're not supposed to be doing because it's dangerous, it's risky, it's verboten, right? It's bad. But they do that because it's exciting and it's interesting and it's dangerous. And well, if you commit to the long-term relationship, challenge gone. She has you. She knows where you are. She knows she doesn't have to worry about losing you. You have to keep that magic alive. How do you keep it alive? By being somewhat unavailable. All right, let's continue on. He says, I'm extremely confused on how to handle this situation. She literally will do anything I say. I can play video games without any negative commentary. I can work out whenever I want. If she asks me to do something and I say, no, I'm going to do this instead, she doesn't throw a tantrum. She accepts my answer and it moves on to the next subject. Keep in mind, we're just friends with benefits. Actually, we're really good friends. But something about her makes me wonder, is this all she deserves? Let me stop you right there. What do you mean, is this all she deserves? You hang out. You have fun in your intimate contact. If you want to do something different than she does, then you do it and she is understanding. That's not bad, because if she wants to do something that you don't want to do, you say the same thing. I'm not interested in doing that. And if you do something she doesn't want to do, I'm not interested. You're even, right? We're even there. You get to continue your hobbies, which is video games, without any negative commentary. So what does she deserve that's more? She has you. You have her to an equal amount, to an equal degree. You've both committed to the relationship or the current system as much as the other one. So what more does she deserve? What is it you're thinking that she deserves more of? If you're thinking she deserves more commitment, she deserves more of a promise that I'll be here, and she deserves more agreement that we're in long term, that's the problem that I'm talking about. It will make her comfortable. She thinks she wants that because it makes her comfortable. It makes her understand your situation. It makes her relax. It makes her ease into the relationship. Okay, here's what we are. Here's what's going on. Comfort. Yes, it'll make her comfortable. And in the short term, it'll make her happy. But again, oftentimes, this also leads to a woman being bored. You know, and I can't tell you how many, just type in girlfriend broke up bored or girlfriend broke up, whatever. And what you'll find is that women are like, yeah, he's nice, he's sweet. At first, I was really into him. At first, our relationship was really excited. But now it's kind of, I'm kind of getting boring. I find I'm thinking about my ex-boyfriend who was a jerk to me. Those articles are out there. I'm not making this up. They are out there and they're written by women. So what is it when you give her more, you're making her relax, but you're also taking out the mystery out of the relationship, the challenge out of the relationship, the intrigue of the relationship. You're taking all that away and you're giving her comfort. You think that's what she wants. She thinks that's what she wants. It's not. It's not. You have to keep it. It's a kind of a knife edge. It's kind of a, you know, you have to very much balance this. If you're too cool to her, she will look for somebody that will comfort her and be there for her. If you're too warm to her, she'll get bored and assume that she has it, you know, that you're not a challenge and that it's easy for her. It's kind of a balancing act. And this is one of the reasons why I don't date, because I'm just not into the balancing act. But to have a successful relationship, you have to. You have to be 50% supportive, good, caring guy, and you have to be 50% bad boy, challenge, mysterious, edgy. How do you do that? By doing the way you think guys are doing things now, is that when you're together, you treat her well, you're nice to her. Sometimes you do things together, sometimes you don't if you're hanging out, if you have disinterests, right? But you keep spending time together. And then there's other times when you're apart where she messages you. And I hate to play these games. I always say I don't like games, and it's why I don't date. But again, I'm going off my success in the past, what other people say. I mean, there's pickup guys that talk about this stuff. Is that if she messages you and you message her right back away or instantly, it makes her feel like you're sitting by the phone waiting for her. And that doesn't interest women. They want to know that you're popular and interesting. And so if she messages you, get back to her in a couple of hours. Get back to her when, and I don't mean necessarily that you have to wait to make her wait just for the sake of waiting. I mean, you should be having such an action-filled, fun, adventurous, fulfilling life that you don't have time to text back right away. And so if you're having other hobbies and doing other things that you're passionate about and you love, she's not your priority. You continue to do what you enjoy and have fun with. And then when there's a break, you get back to her. Okay, so that part of it's not games. But what I mean is, even if you're sitting and your phone's next to you and you're just watching a movie and she messages, give it a little bit of a rest. Let it cool for a second. You have to find being a challenging guy is what's going to win the day here. It's part of the game, and it's not great, but it is what it is. And statistics and inner articles by women that say this prove it to be true. So when you say, I think she deserves more, what are you saying? I think she deserves more boredom. I think she deserves to not find me attractive anymore, because that's usually what happens. If you're saying, I want to put her at ease, Don't worry about putting her at ease. Stay in your comfort zone where you think you want to be. Because once you do commit, things change. They always change. Men always want the woman to stay just the way they were when they first started dating. Women always want the men to change. That's just the way it is. So he continues on. She mentioned the possibility of more being in store for us. I told her that we'll see. Okay, why did she mention it? Because she thinks she wants that comfort. So I know it's on her mind, but I really like the smoothness of our current situation. Should I just enjoy the ride for however long it lasts? What would you do in this situation? For more clarity, me, I'm 27 years of age, 6'7", big guy, business owner, African-American, Caucasian. Her, 28 years of age, 5'4", lawyer, Asian American. He said, thanks for all the advice and the time you spent on the videos. I'll most definitely be promoting you on campus when I return to finish up my doctorate degree. So here's the thing. Yes, she's a lawyer. So she's not, you know, even you as a business owner, she's not saying, hey, this guy's a catch monetarily, because she makes good money herself, more than likely. So you have all the fundamentals here of what would be a good relationship. You're given your freedom. If she wants to do something you don't, you say no. If you do something she doesn't, she doesn't give you a hard time about it, and you can do it. Guys get along very well. She's successful. You're successful. I'm guessing you're attracted to her. She's attracted to you. Everything's great here. Everything's just like you said. You even mentioned it here yourself. Things are smooth, and I like the current situation. How do things improve for you if they change? They don't. They don't improve, because all you're doing is telling her, you're the one for me. I will not wander. I won't go anywhere. I'm totally into you. That's that may put her at ease, but it's not going to, that's when things start to change in the relationship. Number two, actually, if you keep things casual the way they are, it'll go down a path of one of two ways. Number one, she will accept your lifestyle. She will understand, hey, and you can even tell her, look, when I get too close to somebody, I get claustrophobic. It makes me uncomfortable to be too close in a relationship. I need a little bit of that space. Be honest with her. If she says, that's okay, I'm comfortable with that, I'm fine with that, we'll keep going the way we're going, you're good. Now, let's say, you know, she says, you know what, I need commitment. I need love. I need someone to say they're going to be there for me and support me through thick and thin, and that's what I want. You have to ask yourself at that point in time, is that what you want? Because with it comes all the changes. It's, hey, I want to move in with you. Hey, we should do this. Let's go on vacation here. Usually buy me this, buy me that. Not always, but usually the man has to support. You have to know that that's going to be coming. Also, in long-term relationships, the bedroom tails off. Statistical. You just ask married men. It's a joke that's been around for 50 years. Okay? So that's going to go away as well. The one thing you will do, though, is you'll be around each other more often and you put her mind at ease. But now you're starting to get into the area where if you've penned yourself in, like you're kind of chaining yourself to her, does that benefit you? Not really. No, it really doesn't. So, you know, you have to put your ground rules on the table and be honest with her, no matter what, be honest. And if you say, I like the way things are now, I don't want more, I'm just not interested in it. Understand that either A, it may continue on and go great, and she may understand that, and it'll keep the dynamic and the interest and the tension there between the two of you, and things will go great. Or she may say, no, I want to go get a long-term relationship. I need to find, and she may go that direction. Know this though. Every time that I've had somebody interested in me, that I've said to them, no, I'm just casual, I'm not into a long-term thing, and they've broken off with me to go find a long-term boyfriend or relationship, inevitably, between 6 months, year and a half, and I think my longest has been 7 years, they've reached back out to me saying, hey, what are you up to? Was thinking about you, so on and so forth. And I've talked to some of them. Things don't work out over here, but they remember the fun that they had with you and how you were a bit of a challenge and that you were a bit of a catch, and they come back around. So I'm not going to tell you what to do in this case. I'm just going to tell you that it sounds like things are going great. Changing them may not be what's best for you, but if you don't change, you may lose what you currently have. It's a bit of a gamble, and each situation is unique, so I can't tell you what the answer is. I can tell you, though, in almost all cases, promising yourself to a woman that you're in a long-term committed relationship almost always is good for the woman and bad for the guy. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below, and thank you for all of you that have donated directly. I muchly appreciate it. The other way you can support me is like, comment, share, and subscribe. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, when things are going great, why change them? Just leave them the way they are. You do risk losing what you have, though. Thank you.